Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Eric Nielsen of UniCredit, he is a Euro optimist, even as Euro elites struggle with another bailout. Mr. Nielsen, of course, with crucial perspective, working over 10 years for the IMF. Dr. Nielsen, good morning. What did the IMF do here? Did the IMF come in at the last moment to save this deal, or was Christine Lagarde and the IMF in the way?
Hey, good morning to you. No, I think the IMF played a really critical role here. The important thing here is to understand that the European governments did not want to lend more money to Cyprus than what is sustainable. The European Commission was a little bit more soft on this one, and the IMF came in and provided very important analysis and firepower for the more sensible part of the governments in Europe to limit the lending to a number that seems sustainable.
This is the French finance minister. This from the Telegraph this morning, a quote late last night. We did not speak to President Putin tonight. We will have to speak to the Russians at some point. That really says it all, Eric. How will the Russians and the Germans, for that matter, get along in the future?
Oh, I don't know. I think, first of all, it's important to appreciate that there's not one Russian here. I think if you speak to people in the Ministry of Finance in Moscow or to the central bank in Moscow, I think people there are probably okay with money that has been shoveled aside to Cyprus and other places would be hurt, if you will. I mean, this is money that may have avoided taxes and other things in Russia. Down in the White House in Moscow, that is, at the Kremlin, there's probably more concern because of maybe friendship with some of the specific oligarchs. But to the best of my understanding, the Russians they made some noise, but they're not too upset about it.
Eric, I want to share with you a rare dose of criticism from Robert Mundell. I spoke with him over the weekend, of course, the Nobel laureate, father of the euro, criticizing the European Central Bank. I asked him whether it was doing enough to hold Europe together in stability. Listen what he said.
ECB, I felt, missed a big opportunity last October when the euro was down at $1.20, and then just before QE3 it started to rise again, and then instead of stepping in and just making an announcement that it's at this time, this stage in the crisis of Europe, it's just impossible to allow the euro to appreciate.
Eric, what about this idea that Bob Mundell says the European Central Bank should do more quantitative easing, more to ease the pain of places like Italy and Cyprus now, which are suffering from deep recession?
Yeah, I mean, there's a real question how much the central bank can do. I personally do not understand why the ECB never cut the rates all the way to the floor of zero. But apart from that, the real issue in Europe on the eurozone is that the transmission mechanism doesn't work properly. So monetary policy is about as easy as it can get in places like Germany and the Netherlands. But in the peripheral, it's still very tight monetary conditions because we don't have the banking union yet. So this is the real issue. It's not easy for the central bank to do it. But so they're stuck a little bit in a hard place here.
Eric, we've got breaking news coming right as we speak to you, which is our great fortune. President Putin orders his government to discuss the restructuring of the Cyprus loan. Help me here. Who is he actually going to speak to? Does he speak to the government of Cyprus, or are they out of the picture and he has to speak to the IMF or to the Germans?
Well, I don't know who they'll talk to. I mean, frankly speaking, they were consulted early on, as far as I understand. And, you know, they lent them money, the Cypriot money, early on in the game. And then they didn't continue that path because obviously they saw that the situation was becoming insolvent. It's a tough one. Maybe they want to rescue some of the Russian mm-hmm. depositors like the Brits are about to do until now the latest news came out.
Oh, very good. Eric Nielsen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.